can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Fires continue to burn throughout the West Coast, overburdening firefighters battling the flames. Some 500 people have been rescued from the blazes in the Sierra Nevada mountains as a result of the efforts of seven members of the California National Guard. President Trump says these men are true heroes.
It's like law enforcement. They save the lives of people that, for the most part, they have no idea who they are, but they're so determined to do it. Today, our country honors their courage, and we're inspired by their example, and we thank God for the blessing and all of our blessings that you're safe.
Some 35 people have died in the wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington. In Oregon, Clackamas County Sheriff Craig Roberts says as wildfires continue to threaten that area, his deputies responded to more than 330 calls for service on Friday and Saturday.
In most of those cases, the largest majority of those calls are suspicious persons, people trespassing. We have made some arrests, but I want to make it clear that the majority of those calls are actually unfounded.
Meanwhile, along the Gulf Coast, residents are preparing for the onslaught of Hurricane Sally, which is expected to hit sometime between late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the storm has slowed, which concerns him.
The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
Winds from the storm have been clocked at 100 miles an hour, and officials warn of the potential for up to 2 feet of rain that could bring severe flooding. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents rushed to buy bottled water and other supplies ahead of the hurricane, which powered up to a Category 2 storm this afternoon. Sustained winds could reach 110 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow by 327 points. The NASDAQ rose 203. The S&P advanced 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me. Have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well,
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
While affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound.
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to SelectQuote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump addressed an energized crowd of several thousand during his Henderson campaign stop yesterday, saying he does expect to carry Nevada on Election Day. The presidential visit was Trump's first to the Vegas Valley since February, prompting criticism from Governor Sisolak, who accused the president of, quote, taking reckless and selfish actions that are putting countless lives in danger here in Nevada, end quote. Following CDC recommendations, the governor banned in-person gatherings of more than 50 people in an attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19. Well, the president had his rally in Henderson. Some Latino supporters of the Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden had a car parade on Las Vegas Boulevard yesterday. The 30-car caravan drove down the boulevard to Trump International. The Las Vegas Raiders began their inaugural season on the road. They lost a lead early. They came back from behind to win, though. The Raiders' defense stopped the Panthers on a 4th-and-1 late in the game to protect a 34-30 win. The Raiders will officially open Allegiant Stadium next Monday night when New Orleans comes to town for Monday Night Football. The Golden Knights, they trail 3-1 in the best-of-7 championship series. Puck drops at 5 tonight.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A quick glance at the traffic cams right now. We're getting some heavy volumes there on the 215 West at Valley Verde. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana as you enter the Resort Corridor. You'll touch the brakes 15 south at Cheyenne and congestion 215 east at St. Rose.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. It is always wonderful on Mondays because we get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, what kind of a weekend did you have?
I had a great weekend, Kevin, and you know what? It's always a pleasure to speak with you and to get out there to the audience, but it was a marvelous weekend. We had a great cool temperatures in the morning here in Las Vegas, so my wife and I got out, and we did a little bit of running, and the kids and I went out a couple times. But more than anything, we had a big rally here. I don't know if you heard about it yesterday.
Yeah, kind of. The president completing a two-city, two-day peaceful protest before thousands and thousands of supporters. First of all, what did you think of the weekend overall? I thought the Minden event was incredible. I had a chance to watch that. And last night and yesterday with the Latino Roundtable and then the appearance in Henderson, I just thought it was an amazing weekend for the president in a battleground state that he desperately needs.
Absolutely. I think that he does need this. Now, you know, I went to that rally months and months ago. It seems like years ago now, right? Gosh, I can't remember. Right before COVID hit, he had that rally at our convention center. And I looked around and I saw the crowds and I thought, I don't know how anybody can defeat him at this point. The economy just chugging along, not just chugging along, it was like on fire. Record unemployment for people of color. Just amazing, you know, time. And then the COVID hit. And now we're seeing numbers coming out that, you know, that are as high as, or it gives me the same feeling as he had before COVID, but for different reasons. I mean, they're just numbers that are just, you know, they're great to, you know, to see and look at, but you can tell the momentum is shifting so dramatically. And yeah, this is definitely still a battle brown state. It's not a done deal. We have to go out there and do the work. Can't be complacent at all, or else you're going to find yourself on the losing end if you become complacent. But it certainly feels like it is there if we just work a little bit harder. So that was the feeling I got again last night from the crowds of people, and also in Minden. You kind of expect it in Minden, but you expect everybody to be favorable, but you just don't expect the crowd that you receive there. And I know that there's controversial numbers being put out there, but by any measurement, it was a large, large crowd.
Scott, let me ask you, though. You have probably the best access to a focus group of anybody because you run for office, you knock on doors, you talk to people. Does the name Trump ever come up in the conversation?
Absolutely, it does. But it's not the end-all, be-all, because the people I meet at the door and the folks that I see around the town or in the grocery stores, they want to talk about what's going on here in Nevada. They want to know what I can do, what we as legislators can do for the state of Nevada. Trump is going to take care of the national and international relations, but we have a lot of work to do right here in our state, and we've got to make sure we're electing the right folks that will help out. We'll look at Nevada issues and vote accordingly, not some national agenda. We need to make sure we are taking care of what Nevada needs. And so that the people that I meet at the door, the people I meet on the street, in the grocery stores and stores, they're always willing to talk to me about what is going on here. For many years it was diversification of our economy. Education is always a topic, but that's what's still coming up right now, is why haven't we done anything to really get this economy going again? Why aren't the kids back in school? Those are the issues that are coming up right now.
And I'm curious, and the reason I asked that question was because I think there have been times when candidates would go to the door, and if they gave the wrong answer as to the president, they'd slam the door in the candidate's face. And so I do understand you have to be listening for Nevada issues, but I'm just curious if that is sometimes a litmus test to letting you in the door. Do they ever come up to you with a are you for Trump? One of those things.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it does come up, and it came up before when I was running when Obama was in office. So they try to, but most of the time people are grateful. The people of the state of Nevada are still, I think, in awe and enamored, and in some cases grateful for people to knock on their doors. They can't believe it's happening, especially those who move in here from another state. They can't believe that elected officials or those who are running for office are actually taking the time to knock on their door and ask them what they think and what we need, what they think needs to happen here in the state. What issues are they following? And so it really becomes, even if they ask that question, even if they throw that out there as the litmus test, it's not hard if you're a person who really cares about what's going on. It's not hard to answer that question and move on to something else and then get to something that you guys can agree on or something that they are passionate about that they'd like to see changed. And, that conversation can change really quick, and you can get down to what's important to Nevada again. It really comes down to what is important to you, what do you think is important to the rest of Nevada and your neighbors and the folks here in this area. So, you can get past that question real quick.
Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Another name that I'll bet you comes up in your conversation with voters, and that is the name Steve Sisolak, the governor, who you've had some interaction with, but not a lot, even during special sessions and things like that. Does Steve Sisolak's name come up in any of the conversations when people open their doors to you?
Kevin, almost always, more so than Trump, Sisolak's name comes up. And I think that, you're absolutely right about the communication or the lack of communication. But it's not just me. All I have to do is talk about how I haven't heard from him but once since this whole thing started.
Wow.
And I don't care who you are. Most people are saying the same thing. I've heard this, you'll hear people say, I heard the same thing from somebody I know who's a Democrat. I heard the same thing from somebody who's in gaming. I heard the same thing from somebody who owns their business and his association. They haven't heard a word from the governor. Maybe some of the governor's office staff, but not often enough as well. So it is a huge vacuum of information. There's nothing coming out from him as a from a personal standpoint. You know, you get a lot of these press releases, or you get a lot of this information coming out of his office, but you know, he's really missing that sort of personal touch that he normally, that most really good politicians have, especially in the executive branch. You have to be able to reach out to folks and talk to them and relay your what your goals are, and then you have to be able to get them on your side a little, get them on their side. Like, he's got to give us a vision. There's been no vision except for, let's close it down, let's keep it somewhat open, but let's be cautious, and then just no action.
I'm curious, though, because when you go to the doctor, sometimes the doctor tells you, well, you got to take this medicine. It doesn't taste really good, but you got to take it to get better. Do people understand what the governor has done, or do people not understand that?
Look, they understand that they're still not getting their check from unemployment insurance. They still understand that they might be losing their business. They understand that their kids are at home and they're struggling to make sure that their kids are getting an education. They understand that they haven't been able to get out of the state or go very many places or have limited access to places. The kids aren't playing sports, fully. They understand those things. And they understand, and they're connecting the dots and understanding that all goes back and is laid at the feet of the governor right now.
That is incredible. More to come with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and a lot of the people that I talk to, people that I would not expect, and I'm talking about culinary folks, they don't understand what the governor's doing, and they're openly hostile towards the governor. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. By the way, Victoria Seaman will join us at 4:35. She was there with sitting right next to the president. Unbelievable. My friend Victoria Seaman was sitting 2 feet away from the president. It was incredible. I loved it. More with Scott Hammond coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Scott Hammond joining us. The state senator from Nevada District 18. And I want to ask you, though. Don Ahern is a guy that, and I think I've met him, but I haven't ever interviewed him, and I'd love to get a chance to interview him. He has twice had to take one for the team, so to speak, being fined, I think, $11,000 for the evangelicals for Trump rally at the Ahern Hotel, and now is being hit with a $3,000 fine. For violating Henderson rules and regulations and all of that stuff. Talk a little bit about Don Ahern. I mean, that's pretty courageous to say, I know I'm probably going to get hit with a fine. The state may try and take away my business license, but I'm going to do this anyway. That's what was amazing about the event last night in Henderson.
Absolutely. Look, you can say what you want, but people knew that when you were protesting against something, and maybe because he's paying this fine, you could aptly say, without any hesitation, that was a protest, because we're pushing back on directives that came out of the governor's office. Again, these directives came out as emergency measures, but with no check on the governor's power. That's something that we need to address when we come back to the session. We have to look at the Chapter 414 in Nevada Revised Statute, that particular chapter that gave the governor the power to send out directive after directive without any kind of legislative oversight, 30 days later or even 60 days later. And I think that needs to be addressed, because what you saw last night was Don Ahern and others who said, we don't believe this is this directive is properly applied for this much time or whatever it is. They're protesting, and they knew they're going to be hit with a fine. And that's, I think that's a peaceful protest, right? You do something, you get fined for it. You're willing to pay the consequences for it. But I think that if anybody's out there, I really would like to see how far you could actually push this and maybe push back a little bit and find out if the governor had the authority to do this. I don't know for sure if he's able to fine private businesses for holding an event inside. But you know what? I'd leave that up to the lawyers to figure that out. It's courageous, yeah.
That is amazing. I want to take you into something, because I know that your heart, even though we talk about politics a lot, your heart is in education. And last week, several Clark County School District parents reached out to the folks at Power to Parents, talking about a 10th grade honors class reading list. And one of the selections on that list is entitled Fun Home by somebody by the name of Allison Bechdel. The book is a graphic novel. It depicts illustrations of individuals engaged in explicit sexual acts, drug use, along with offensive anti-religious sentiments. Can you talk a little bit about how we First of all, how does a book like this get on the book list on the Clark County School District?
Well, that's the key question right there, Kevin. How did it get on there? And, I mean, we speculate, but the reason why, there's a couple reasons why we decided that we need to bring this to everybody's attention, and that is one of the reasons. You know, what is the process? And we suspect that because the teachers were asking the students to purchase the books, they were able to circumvent the process that otherwise would have a curriculum committee reviewing what you're asking for. So if you're asking to buy a classroom set of these novels, somebody outside the classroom would be, you know, responsible for checking in to see what you're purchasing that goes into the school. What happened, in my opinion, is that these teachers betrayed the trust that was handed to them, not only by the parents in the community, but also the principals. You know, the principals don't have to micromanage everything, and you know, a good principal doesn't. They know they've got good people in place, and they kind of oversee everything. But in this case, these teachers, and I suspect there's probably others around the valley that took it upon themselves to say, look, the parents aren't going to, you know, have these conversations with the kids, so we need to get them to buy these novels, and then we can sit down with them. Now, I was not happy. We went out there and we talked about how this happened, or we'd like to investigate and find out if there's something that we need to put into place to make sure this doesn't happen again, that they're not circumventing the parents. I was taken aback by one of the questions at the press conference we had, because I brought up one other point, and that is, had these students gotten the book and dove into a unit on this material, what would happen if a student had questions about it? And maybe the student didn't want to talk about it with other students in the room. So now they are, go up to a teacher and have a conversation. Maybe there's only two of them or three of them, and they have a conversation. As a parent, I'm not comfortable with the fact that now all of a sudden a teacher is having a conversation of that kind of explicit nature with students. I mean, we're trying to avoid that kind of contact. Then a reporter asked me, well, isn't it kind of nice to have an adult, a trusted adult in a position such as they have that can then address questions that students can't or don't, maybe they can't or don't feel comfortable bringing it to a parent? That's why I kind of froze up for a second, because I thought to myself, well, we just explained to everybody that by doing this, by actually putting these books on this list and asking students to buy it, they actually broke two laws. They broke two laws. Now, most teachers are trustworthy. Most teachers are good citizens, but when you break laws, I don't think that you can actually be, I don't think you can be referred to as a trustworthy adult in order to have that conversation. That's the kind of conversation that leads to potential grooming. And we all know that we would like to see less of that, not more.
So when somebody breaks the law, they're supposed to be held accountable. What's going on?
They're investigating now, and I think that the ramifications of this, I don't think that we've seen the end of it. I think we're going to be pushing a little bit more, and I think that the school district, I have to give kudos to the principal over there, Swigert. He got on it right away, found out what was going on. And again, I think that those teachers betrayed his trust as well as a principal, as an administrator. He got on it right away, and so did the school district. We're working with the school district to find out exactly what happened, what broke down.
So Scott, is the book being used right now in our district?
No, at least at that location, at Palo Verde, did not. And if it's anywhere else, if there's anybody out there listening, and you have that book or any other book, and if I were you, I'd make sure you'd see, check your students' list. Their book list and see what's on there. Do a Google
and the book and the by the way and by the way the book is Fun Home, right?
Yeah, but there were three books, I believe, on that list that had the same sort of graphic material on there, and it truly was pornographic material, and you're not allowed to hand that out to minors.
Wow, Scott, I know one of the things that you like about your gig, not your education gig, but your political gig, is that you get to have teletown halls. And when's the next teletown hall, and what are you going to be talking about?
So we are going to do it tonight, but then, as soon as we found out, the Golden Knights were going to have to play to stay in the playoffs tonight, we decided to wait because we want to make sure everybody has a chance to watch that game tonight. So we're going to do it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'm going to have Stavros Anthony on as my guest.
Good guy. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
he's going to have a lot of information about what's going on right now at the city, some local stuff, and then we'll just we'll kind of